Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, this is the moment you've all been waiting for.
I got a newfound respect.
You've been back in the studio, ain't you, T?
Oh, yeah, I've been spitting bars, sir.
I'm spitting bars, sir. Tyler, you're a grinder, there's no doubt, bud.
He's a grinder.
And we hope you and your lady have a wonderful evening. Evening and, you know.
Good after, sex, too.
What are you doing? You invited him in. Probably going to do it himself, Clint.
I can't even have a mature adult conversation with the guy without y'all hijacking
But we've established that, Clint. Great dinner and...
I can't tell the wife to pick up some icy hot on the way home.
I was trying to have a little bit of class here.
Oh, I got class when I'm making love now.
Oh. You just tried to say I have class.
He took it directly to the ass.
You can take anything to the ass, really.
See, y'all have hijacked my point again.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
The Drive is live and in color on a Reaction Monday presented by our great friends at Churrasco's Steak and Seafood. Shout out to old Fred Espinoza. Our guy there. We got a lot to react to. Clint, Tyler, a lot to react to. Happy birthday. I hope you had a good birthday weekend, Tyler. I'm sure you did, judging by following your social media. It looked like you had a hell of a weekend.
Great time, man. Great times.
Clint and I were a little perturbed that we weren't invited to the black tie event. That's all right.
It was an event not for me.
Who was it for?
It was for my little brother.
Oh, so we don't have a relationship with Stir?
Take it up with him.
Right. Oh, man, you should have just give us the invite. Not have turned you down.
I didn't put anyone on the guest list. He did the guest list.
Sterling would have loved it if we've come.
No question about that.
Probably.
He's a huge fan.
He is. Listens every day.
He talk a little too much. Talk a little too much trash.
He does like to talk some trash.
I don't get to hear his takes every day, and so I don't get to just come back and ride back on him. He talk a little trash, but that's my guy. You know, I've shared some good blackened catfish tacos with it. You know, let's do it. Get on that, man. That's just ridiculous. By the way, all right, a lot to react to today. But the first thing, before we get to them sorry-ass Texans, the first thing that we got to go to, Clint, it happened. The Justin Verlander situation, no more questions to the owner, Jim Crane, or to the special assistant, a.k.a. damn sure sounds and looks like the general manager, Jeff Bagwell. No more questions to those guys about if you're going to bring in Justin Verlander, because that is done. Justin Verlander, yeah, damn it, you're right. Yeah, that means we're in order and in line for that. Justin Verlander, two-time champion here with the Houston Astros, multiple two-time Cy Young Award winner with the Houston Astros, finally got his first World Series win this past year with the Astros. He signs with the New York Mets, all right, 43.3 per year, two-year, $86 million deal. There's a third-year option for $35 million. So he is going to the Mets. And first off, Clint, I told you this thing was going to get up there in that money. And apparently we see Justin wasn't taking no discount.
Yeah.
I mean, you went out and got that $43.3
million. Woo! And love that money.
For me, if that was going to be anywhere close to the asking price, for the Astros, what they have in their rotation, the ability of what they have,
yeah,
I think they got to be out on that.
Yeah, look, I think it's hard to pay 43 plus per for a guy when you've got six starters. I mean, when you've
and six good starters.
Yeah, right? and you've got the, because 43, man, I mean, that's one of the, that's a number where you start going, okay, what can I have? What can I do with that money other than Justin Verlander? And I mean, you got to get into the right Abreu, Brantley plus one. Who's the third one? Who else would you like? I mean, there's got to be, you can have three players other than Verlander with that kind of money, and I'm talking about three big time contributors.
Do you want to make a move at catcher? Do you want to spring to get added another addition to the bullpen to really make that stronger? Right? $43 million.
Yeah. Montero was the other one. It was a tweet that I'd seen, and it was Abreu, Montero, and Brantley, or just Verlander. Right? I mean, it when you start looking at it that way, and the picture gets a little bit more clear, start knowing what kind of money you're really talking about. It was just way too steep for the Astros to even make sense of it. And I'm glad Jim Crane didn't compete for that one. Doesn't appear to have even been interested in that. I'm glad.
43.
Here's the deal. Before we get into glad the Astros didn't pay mode, I'd like to thank Justin Verlander.
Go ahead, man. Take your time.
And look, I mean, we all know that he was great with the Astros. We get it. But I'd like to thank my man for how many.
So you're not mad at Justin, right?
I'm not mad at you. Now, hell no, I'm not mad at Justin. This guy has about 2-3 years left on that window to maximize his earnings. I'm just
telling you what I've seen. I've seen some tweets of the Astros let you sit on the bench and paid you 2 years.
Fair.
$30-something million and helped you refine it when you were traded here with his career. And you can't come back? I'm just saying. I've seen that for some Astros fans. You're good.
Look, I understand that. I understand that view. To each their own. I'd like to thank Verlander for the several years of Astro watch parties that were absolutely tremendous.
I want to thank Kate Upton, too. Don't forget about her.
Of course you do. You're a perv. You're the resident. You're the Sports Radio 610 resident perv.
No, I just want to thank her. She was a part of the move too.
Kate's out.
In a house full of hardos, you ain't
moving to a brand new city if your wife doesn't say okay too. So I want to thank Kate and her beautiful self. Thank you, Kate. We'll miss you as well.
Girl, turn it up, man. Let's just pour it out. You did enough, Justin. Come on, Wanya. We don't need your ums here. Just let that go. Yeah. Damn, Justin.
That's a good one.
We'll miss you, bud.
Yeah, man. We'll miss you. I thank him for the watch parties, but I got a feeling that they're gonna keep on keeping on. So who am I gonna thank next for these watch parties that we're gonna continue to enjoy for the next several years?
Lance?
Framber.
I want to go to Framber's.
I'm going to Framber's.
I want Framber to have the ability to host.
Well, I was talking about me hosting.
Oh, you want to host?
Yeah. I host them. My watch parties. My personal watch party. My Baytown people watch parties.
You,
wherever they're at, whoever's house they're at. We gather, man. We gather and watch the Stros, and they give us so many opportunities and so many parties in celebration. And Verlander was responsible for a lot of them jokers.
He was.
Did you see them? Did you see those numbers with the Astros?
What are they?
Career numbers with the Astros: 61-19, 2.26 ERA, 0.83 WHIP, 102 starts. You said it: 2 Cy Youngs, 1 Cy Young runner-up, a 300 strikeout season, ALCS MVP, 3rd no-hitter, 3,000 strikeout, 2 World Series title. I mean, I don't know what I mean. The guy was an absolute monster for the Astros. And the reason that I drove home past my bedtime many a weekday night, happier than hell.
Good.
Appreciate
it. And a lot of it had to do with Justin Verlander. So, by the way, this is the next thing in 713-572-4610 from the Trailer Will and Frame text line. You can jump in this too. What's your rotation next year? Like, is this a feeling where, as you said, they got 6 pitchers, but they got some money to spend? Do you feel like they're good? Their rotation should come from the guys that they have in house. Do they go out for you? What is the rotation? I'll give you mine.
Go ahead.
Mine 1-5. Framber Valdez, I think he has shown us that he is ready to take over and be the ace of this staff. Lance McCullers, to me, I know what his postseason was, But Lance McCullers now will be almost a full year removed from whatever this elbow issue was that had him down for months. He was the ace of the staff when JV got hurt when they made the run to the World Series before he got injured. He's the two to me. Christian Javier, he is a three, and he has a chance to really take another leap the way that Framber did last year. To me, then I go Hunter Brown's got to be in it and got to be in it from the jump. And maybe he's not at his best early, but to me, this team's at its absolute best with Hunter Brown by the end of the season getting 25, 30 starts and being a guy because he may have the best stuff of anybody in the rotation. And then for me, you know, three technique, Luis Garcia and Jose Urquidy, you know, whoever has the best spring fights it out and the other one goes to the bullpen. That's my five. But the front four of that group of Framber, McCullers, Javier, Hunter Brown, and then those.
I don't know why you don't go six and then let it work itself out. You know what I mean? I mean, you go six until you have to shut her down and let it work itself out. What's Hunter? You know, what is Luis Garcia? What is Jose Urquidy? Can Lance McCullers stay healthy?
So is your thought with health?
I love your order. I love the reasoning. I mean,
Hunter's got to be in the rotation.
No question. I don't think.
I would hate to see some. Oh boy, we've got Urquidy and Garcia.
Well, Urquidy and Garcia can't be the reason that you get to late season next year and you still don't know who Hunter Brown is in a starting role. In a starting role beyond what you already know. Yeah, I like Hunter Brown getting some run early. I like your rotation. I wouldn't be opposed to working six of them and get them all in a groove and let it work itself out.
Yeah. No, I like the six. That ain't bad. With Lance, maybe you still watching how many innings you put on Lance or even everybody and making sure they're at their best. But to me, right now, Christian Javier, Hunter Brown, they both need to be in that rotation to be allowed.
Is there a reason, show? Like, I look at it and go, okay, is – like last year, to me, a lot of it was up to Verlander. Now I look at if Fromber's the ace, which makes the most sense at this point in time. No, Justin Verlander, Fromber's your ace. Then okay, is Framber? And I don't know. I'm not saying he calls the shots, but according to your experience with Framber, do we need to load manage him a little bit?
He led the AL in innings last year.
Right. So do you need to load manage him a little bit? Are you good with it? Do you want to keep running him that way this early in his career? Only they know. You and I don't. Only they know. Lance McCullers, is he a guy that it's better off with a six-man rotation? So when you get three quarters of the way through the season, he's been load managed and doesn't have. He doesn't have the miles on him that he typically would. I don't know. I mean, that's the kind of the luxury that you have with six dudes is you can play to your top two or three guys and what they work best with.
Seeing from the Trailer Wheel and Frame text line, some people have concerns about Lance McCullers, and if you just stay there, well, you're staying there. I mean, you got him. He signed, right? You made a commitment to him. Yeah. And then seeing people saying, should you make a run for Carlos Rodon, who is a free agent and is available that won't cost nearly as much, even though he had a really good year with the Giants. I don't think so. Like, I don't think you need to make a move. I think you got six starters right here, right now, and you got a top four that has the potential to be killers all the way through with Hunter Brown. And Hunter Brown, right, this isn't the first time he's getting a start. He got starts last year late, which was huge to make you feel better about. And they've all pitched in the playoffs and in big games. So I don't think you need to add.
And we've now seen Luis Garcia and Hunter Brown come out of the pen after being a starter throughout the season, come out of the pen. So, I mean, late in the season and come playoff time, that's an option. You've got a couple of guys with some experience. And, hell, Jose Urquidy ought to be well-rested.
Yes. By the way, he should. You don't need to get pitched. By the way, more news is this hot stove time happens. Justin Verlander, the big one here for the Astros, going to the Mets. But the NL East gets stronger because Trey Turner, he leaves the Dodgers, and he's going on a 10-year, $300 deal for the Phillies. And I wonder, does this kind of open up the door for Carlos Correa?
Los in L.A.?
In L.A. They're going to need a shortstop right now. And I wonder, does this open up the door? Boy, and we've been talking about, Cody coming here.
Yes.
What about Los going to L.A.?
If Los goes to L.A., I'd love for Cody to still be there, and I'd love as an Astros fan to kind of unravel from a distance.
Yeah, Cody ain't going to be there.
That ain't a gamble they're going to take.
No, I just think if Carlos ain't going to be there, I don't think it don't matter. Cody ain't going to be there. It don't matter at all. So that is the latest there, Verlander. He is gone, and he is a New York Met. All right, it is Reaction Monday, and we'll talk a lot about what we saw with the Texans yesterday. But Lovie Smith did speak to the media today, and after yesterday's pathetic performance from Kyle Allen, he was asked questions about a potential quarterback change yesterday in the postgame, and that was thrown his way again today. Listen to his answer about potentially making a move at quarterback.
Guys, you kind of know how we do it right now. On a Monday afterwards, can talk about that play right there. You know, things kind of get out a little bit quick around here. If there's a change that we're going to make in any position, you guys will know it right away. But first, I'm going to kind of talk to the guys about all of the things that we're going through at all positions.
I'll tell you what, Clint, it's kind of hard to read tendencies for Lovie because he kind of goes
all
back
over
and forth.
The place.
But there are many times when he's talked about Pep being the play caller, when he's talked about Davis many times this year, he is, no, we're not making a quarterback change. No, we're not. Like, he is calling the plays. No, he's been defiant and clear and concise on who was going to be the quarterback. The one time he wasn't with Davis Mills sounded very similar to that.
Yeah.
Of we'll talk to the guys. Is Kyle Allen in trouble, you think?
Oh, no question. You're fumbling quarterback sneaks and throwing picks on – I mean, like fumble, scoop, and score and pick six on screens. And I'm talking about just basic halfback screens.
We're not going anywhere with
you
this.
Gotta, and more importantly with Kyle Allen, I poke fun at those two. But I'm less concerned about those than I am the inaccurate throws yesterday. There was probably five throws that – you know, they were outside the catch window of Nico Collins.
Oh,
the very first play of the Nico 6'3", 6'4", and I mean his catch window is probably 12 by 12, if not bigger than that. I mean, you look at Teagan Quatoriano, who he missed on that first one. It ended up being an interception. Really, the problem was the inaccurate throw that should have been a catch and run. I mean, that guy's 6'6". I mean, he's got a 12 by 12 catch window. How the hell do you miss over and over and over and over again? I understand if you miss once or twice, but there's probably four or five throws throughout that ball game yesterday where, I mean, I think even Nico Collins' mild-mannered self was a little bit flustered in how bad Kyle Allen was missing. So you couple all those things together, I got to believe that the Texans are on the verge of making another move at the quarterback position. I tell you one thing I heard right there with Lovie, and I've caught wind of this, obviously, from last time. Lovie wasn't happy that it got leaked.
I guess not.
They were benching Davis Mills and going to Allen last time. And he ended up, ultimately, instead of handling it the right way, it ended up biting him in the tail, and he tried to be a hard ass about it and hold the decision until Friday kind of deal. Well, you could read into that right there. He said things tend to leak out pretty quick here.
Yeah. He wasn't happy about it.
Yeah, he wasn't happy about it last time. So I'd imagine he's going to make an announcement if it is indeed what they're going to do.
All right, we'll talk more about how rough that performance was yesterday. And I want to get more direct from you, Clint. I want to know, do you think they need to go back and make a move? Do they need to go back to Davis Mills or maybe Jeff Driscoll? I don't know what's in your mind. Do they have to make
a
move?
The Wild Jeff.
We'll discuss all of that coming up on The Drive.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Allen boots out to the right, throws downfield. He wants Catoriano, and he can't come in with it.
John Johnson had his hands on it for an interception, and if I'm Stefanski, I might say, yeah, he's got to throw the challenge flag here. He's well, going to throw it.
And it looks like he kept both feet in.
That's going to be his first interception.
That was the start of it, right? That was the start where you kind of felt like this might be one of them if whatever can go wrong days. And I'm telling you, I mean, it was worse. One, he was wide open early.
Wide open.
He'd have just let it go early, and then it could have been a catch and run. And then out of nowhere, all of a sudden, how that ball didn't hit the ground. Nope, hit his hands and then popped up perfectly in the air for that Browns defender to go ahead and pick that off. But that was the start to Kyle Allen's day. And listen, he was asked point blank today, Lovie Smith, the head coach, and there was no, he's our guy, he's our quarterback type of deal. Clint, I know on the other side you said that Kyle Allen, yeah, he shouldn't be sitting there feeling comfortable about being the starter next week going up to Dallas. But for you, what you're watching, what the Texans are and everything, do you think this is a need, in your opinion, for them to go ahead and make?
Yeah, I mean, I think they need to make a change. I know the turnovers, as improbable as that one that you just heard was, the other two were I mean, embarrassingly bad. You're fumbling a ball that gets scooped and scored by the defense on a quarterback sneak, and then you're just trying to throw a damn halfback screen and you throw a pick six. So, I mean, when it's all said and done, those are – to have all of those things happen to you in one ball game is unfortunate. If it were just that in a vacuum, then I would honestly say no. I mean, because all of those are so improbable, it's hard to read into those that those turnovers, whether a guy should be starting or not. For me, it's the inability to accurately throw the football in the mid-range game. I mean, I can't tell you how many
throws in his sleep that he should be able to make.
Yeah, I mean, these are throws that the kid's been making since he was in high school, and these are throws that you just can't put a. These guys are struggling putting a respectable product on the field anyway. Pep Hamilton's struggling getting guys open and creating opportunities for the quarterback, and the handful of times that he does, Kyle Allen's just flat missing. And so that's the part that concerns me more. This isn't an alpha. This isn't a guy this offensive unit, this team, or anybody's rallying around. Look, Kyle Allen wasn't brought in to be that guy. I'm not saying he should have been that guy. I'm just telling you that if there were other circumstances kind of around this quarterback situation, I'd be hesitant to knee-jerk react back to Davis Mills. But given what we're watching, it's getting significantly worse.
Yeah. I didn't think it could get this bad.
Nobody did. Show nobody thought we're going to throw pick sixes on screens and not give Damian Pierce the ball on first and goal from the 3-yard line, not giving the ball once. Nobody thought we were we were looking at quarterback just trying to get a little bit of room, you know, out of the end zone there for really ultimately to run another play or punt and you fumble it and it's not bad enough they recover. Hell, they scoop and score. Nobody saw that coming. I mean, nobody. This isn't about a guy that hasn't played. I know when he first got in there, it was one of those where I said, look, this guy's thrown 19 passes in 2 years and literally in 24 months. I mean, you got to be patient with this guy. This has what I'm watching now has nothing to do with inexperience. It has nothing to do with not having played much in the last 2 years. And at the end of the day, I don't know that anybody in a Houston Texans polo on the sideline can afford to allow Kyle Allen to continue the offensive spiral. It's just offensively, it's unbelievably bad. Kyle Allen's not the only problem.
No.
But, I mean, it's unbelievably bad on the offensive side of the football. And even if a safer, just more stable guy like Davis Mills at this point in time, with that, you at least save yourself a little bit of embarrassment.
Well, to me, what I was thinking with Kyle Allen, one, I just feel like it was just getting to a place with Davis, man, there was just no response. They needed to spark something. But the number one thing right now is to, hey, man, can you have a quarterback to help you at least give you the best look that you possibly can with some of these young, skilled position players you got? In Nico Collins, in Brevin Jordan, and in any of the young guys that you have out there that could be Damian Pierce in the passing game, any of the young guys. Like, do you have a quarterback that can give you a look to content, see exactly what you can get from those guys, what you can see? And Kyle Allen is, right now, is his two games, I mean, he's been worse than Davis Mills in terms of giving Nico a chance to make a play.
Giving
Damian Pierce a chance, giving Brevin Jordan dropped the ball that was cold in his hands yesterday. But just, like, that should be the biggest thing from the quarterback position right now, and what Kyle Allen is showing right now. I mean, you're not getting that at all.
I mean, we're not. I mean,
Nico needed a trampoline.
You need one of them little mini trampolines on the 20-yard line. He could have went up and got that one
trampoline and stilts to go get some of those.
Look, I mean, we're talking about the quarterback situation, and when it's all said and done, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
hell, you're gonna get embarrassed anyway, and the offense is not, because there's so many different layers. Pep Hamilton is struggling mightily. Outside of being able to run the football, this offense overall is struggling mightily. The quarterback position obviously is a huge, huge problem. So it's not like plugging Davis Mills back in is all of a sudden going to get you a respectable product. But what I do believe that it can keep from happening is the offense continuing to trend in the wrong direction. I mean, again, I know he had turned the football over, and at the time, at one point, it was leading the league or second in the league in interceptions, I believe, to Josh Allen, and leading the league in fourth quarter interceptions. But we've gone from fourth quarter interceptions, and I'd say four or five of those interceptions were down 2-3 scores late. You're trying to drive the football into the end zone, and it gets intercepted. I mean, we've gone from, turning it over, but you can explain some of them away, to turning it over, and it's embarrassing.
Yeah, there was a lot that happened yesterday. I mean, even as bad as things have been around here, even some things that caught us off guard in a major way, we'll discuss maybe the number one thing that did. We'll discuss that next on The Drive.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, a lot rolling in that game that was rough. rough to watch. I'm sure our guy, Elliot Shore Parks, he'll be breaking down a lot of the league's biggest stories and angles, just like yesterday's. You want to check out a good NFL podcast. The Best Football Show is now on the Odyssey app. Elliot, he breaks down all the different stories out there from different angles to make sure you're smarter as you're talking football around the water cooler. Once again, it's on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast. And I bet you he'll be breaking this puppy down, Clint. And I think there's a lot of things we saw yesterday that was even for the Texans caught us off guard. But Clint, listen, man, I knew Deshaun was going to be rusty. I knew he hadn't played in 700 days, excuse me, had played in the NFL. I knew some things. But damn, I didn't know he was going to be that bad. My
God. He was rough, son.
Like, and listen, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, you know, he's going to be, oh, God, he's done. He's lost it. Boy, I mean, the Texans dodged the bullet there. Like, no, I mean, he's clearly has not played in 700 days. And you as a former quarterback, you could probably answer that better and break that down more than I'm sure. I don't believe you're believing he's lost it. But damn, man, I mean, everything was into the ground.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, he just looked off in a major, it looked like somebody hadn't played for 700 days, but damn, I didn't think it was going to look that bad.
Yeah. Look, I think the plan was one to protect him as well. everything like, one thing I got to do with the Texans and Lovie Smith yesterday, I got to tip my cap to the defensive plan and the defensive execution. John McClain had me running hot on Friday talking about he didn't expect Lovie Smith to change.
Well,
I'm telling you, Lovie's defense was different yesterday. Lovie's defense, when we come out of the game show, you and I were sitting right there. First snap, I said, look, it's quarters coverage, and the two safeties are about 8 yards off the ball, and they are sniffing run, eyes in the backfield. They did a great job all game long of smothering Nick Chubb and ultimately the run game. And what they did – I don't think they intended to do this, but what they did was they took away or made very difficult all the quick stuff that Deshaun Watson typically gets. Like, Deshaun Watson's ability to throw the ball to the mid-range game and the deep ball is unbelievably impressive. Typically, I'm talking about before he sat out 700 days. Yeah, and so what I think Kevin Stefanski and him were trying to do yesterday was give him some quick throws and run the football and not put him in harm's way too often. And
the Texans play defense like a lot of teams play the Texans. Just everybody up on the line of scrimmage.
Now, what happened, I don't think Kevin Stefanski ever really said, okay, y'all want to keep playing like that? We're going to throw this over the top of your head. Like, maybe, I don't know if it was because they didn't need to. I don't know why, but I don't remember them taking one shot. I remember one time the deep post route and the deep over route that he threw, maybe it was Amari Cooper. I can't remember who it was, but he hit that, threw that nice ball.
And it's weird because they throw a lot of fades to Amari Cooper down, and they never did that.
They never did it and had the opportunity to do it versus a two or three corner with a bad defense multiple times. And so, I think the game is moving really, really fast for Deshaun Watson right now. But I also – I want to commend, again, Lovie Smith and what they did defensively. And here's what I want to commend him on one hand, but on the other, it's frustrating because that's what you should have done against Miami, right? That's what you should do against teams that you can't just continually give them the easy stuff. Like, you can't continue to have your safeties back creating those huge voids in the middle, right? Squeeze everything down. Now, you're susceptible to the deep ball. Hey, if Tyreek Hill hits you once, that's fine. I mean, he's got to hit you five times if he's going to score more than they scored in the first half last week, you know, last game against you. He's going to have to hit you five times. So, it's one of those deals. I loved what Lovie Smith did. And when you cut, I think he squeezed Deshaun Watson in their offensive passing game, their quick game, their RPO game. He squeezed all that down, made the windows really, really narrow for Deshaun Watson. And on top of it, with Deshaun having not played forever, the game is moving really, really, really fast. I don't know if either of
y'all. Were you surprised by that performance from him?
No, not really.
You weren't?
Not really.
You thought it had a chance to get to look like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I think there's – it's moving fast, man. Like, I'm surprised that they didn't try to throw the football down the field more. I know you and I said –
because that's easy. I mean, that's the easiest thing.
Well, it's a pre-snap read. Yeah. I'm going right there, boom, let me catch this ball, get my big toe on the ground, and snap this thing over the top and try to you know dump try to turn the tip over in the garbage can at 42 yards down the field. I mean it's thoughtless. I mean it's just a matter of getting a good pre-snap look, and he did that multiple times, but they didn't call the play. I mean, heck, you and I were sitting there, and they had Amari Cooper and Steven Nelson manned up outside.
Impressed.
It was really cover one, but the middle safety was so shallow that he couldn't have helped on the go route if you wanted to. Now, they let it go one series and then came back the next series and banged the slant on Amari Cooper's chest. It was a very easy throw, but that's what I'm talking about. Like, they never really pushed the envelope for some reason with Deshaun. Now, I mean, when your special teams are scoring touchdowns and your defense is scoring two touchdowns, then I guess you really don't need to. But there was a couple of contributing factors to why Deshaun struggled the way he did. 700 days off, and Lovie Smith's defense looked really good.
Yeah. I kept thinking, boy, this will get better in the second half. And I mean, he made one good throw to Amari Cooper. That's about it, though. I mean, I was surprised that it looked that rough, and everything was so short. I mean, it was just.
He beat Kyle Allen's rating by one-tenth, I believe. By one-tenth of a point.
Worst of his career.
I think that's what Vandermeer said.
So we'll see.
I was listening to Vandermeer in the postgame yesterday, and he gave Kyle Allen's quarterback rating, and he said Deshaun beat him by one-tenth. And I went, oh, one-tenth better.
Yeah.
Well, it was bad quarterback play yesterday.
It was.
Boys.
I want to make it clear that I don't think that Deshaun is all of a sudden done. I think Deshaun will get back to being one of the top elite quarterbacks in football. But boy, that 700 days showed like hell.
It is. So I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna give him one more week. I'm gonna give him and Kevin Stefanski one more week to kind of shake the rust off. I think week three of him being back, I think he'll be close to his old self, rocking.
Yeah, you're right. And we'll see if they'll attack.
Yeah,
like some of his strengths they didn't really use. All right, man. We talked about a lot of weird stuff happening. Clint, we've tried to just say, all right, man, we're going to give Pep at least the benefit of the doubt. Let's give him a shot. I mean, it looks bad, but boy, is it really this bad in terms of him as an offensive coordinator with play calling and all of that. We've talked about, all right, we'll see what it looks like with Kyle Allen in there. We'll see what it looks like. Move it. Listen, I know they didn't have Brandon Cooks, but they didn't have a damn thing with how bad that offense was. Listen, Kyle Allen was a part of it. He's fumbling, you know, quarterback sneaks for touchdowns and missing throws where there are guys that he's gotten open. But Clint, Pep ain't it. I mean, he's as much of an issue with this offense as anybody else. And there were several moments in that game that showed it. And it's something we've seen all year, but now I just don't think there's any kind of excuse or anything you can give to play to Pep Hamilton. He's just, it's multiple quarterbacks. It doesn't matter. He's just been rough.
Yeah, look, there's everything that Pep Hamilton is responsible for. Let me say this. Everything that an offensive coordinator is responsible for is absolutely unacceptably bad right now. I mean, you look at that ball game yesterday, show. They can't get lined up multiple times. Outside the quarterback sneak that was fumbled, there was a drive before that on a third and short where the exchange between him and Damian Pierce, or maybe it was Dari Agumbawale, I don't remember who it was, but they fumbled the exchange. Luckily, he falls on it. They got a punt. When you look at how the what appears to be lack of preparation, a lack of a plan on first and 30, when you're close to field goal range, you run it twice, and then you throw a fade up that could have been intercepted. Are you going to be aggressive, or are you going to be conservative and take 3 points? It didn't seem like they had a plan going into that. Then you look at the first and goal from the three where they ran four straight plays and 31. The one guy that you know can make guys miss, the one guy that you know can make guys miss and run through guys had done both earlier in the ball game, and he doesn't touch the football. The turnovers, neither quarterback is playing well. I mean, it's one of those where, like, I look up at one point, and Philip Dorsett is lead blocking for Chris Moore on a wide receiver screen.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I mean, you tell me. I mean, what is Chris Moore? I've stood next to him in person. He's got to be a legit 6'3". He's got to be 6'3", 210, 6'3", 200. Philip Dorsett ain't no bigger than a hiccup. Why would you have Philip Dorsett lead blocking on? I mean, little stuff like that just drives me up a wall. I'm like,
the thing
that's piss poor. Like, that is either Like, that is either, I don't know either, that is just zero attention to detail. Like, and you cannot.
No rhyme or reason for doing.
It doesn't make sense.
I mean, and I like Chris Moore in that role with screens. I like that, but it should be Brevin Jordan or it should be Nico Collins out in front of him. Not Phil Dorsett.
Or it should be Philip Dorsett catching the ball and one of them big-bodied guys out there blocking for him. That's the deal. It's like, I don't know, man. Those little things like that for me, on top of, no, the quarterback's not playing well, the scheme busts, the not having a plan. The whole thing is just, there's not one offensive category. And I'm saying category because of lack of better terms. I mean, I don't know. There's not one thing about this offense that you look up. And like I think the run game is better, significantly better, but it was the worst in the league, right? Like, I can watch this offensive line. And I can watch Damian Pierce and go, okay, this offensive, the run game's getting better. But then you got first and goal from the three and you don't use it. Like there's just not, with Pep Hamilton, there's not much that follows that's positive.
All right, it's time to say goodbye to one of the best athletes that has done the most in this great city, Justin Verlander, no longer Houston Astros. We'll tell you where he's going and how much he is getting paid because he got the bag. That's coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.